Psalm 130, verses 3 for 5 is the psalm we're in for this morning. And I'll read it first from the King James. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. Beautiful writing. Let's see it from the Message. If you, God, kept records on wrongdoings, who would stand a chance? As it turns out, forgiveness is your habit, and that's why you're worshipped. I pray to God my life of prayer, and I wait for what he'll say and do. The New Living puts it, Lord, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I'm counting on him. I have put my hope in his word. What is the psalmist saying? He's saying, Lord, if you count and if you add up all our wrongdoings, we don't have a chance. Do you have a chance? Is there anyone in this room who is of themselves sinless? Oh, I thought maybe you put your hand up.
Yeah, right.
We are all guilty. But we have a Savior who is righteous. And his righteousness, he can hardly wait to extend to us, right? He's done it. All we have to do is receive it. And how do we get it, and what are we supposed to do? This psalm tells us we're supposed to be continually in prayer to him, talking to him, waiting for him. He is our hope. He's your hope, isn't he, Cease? Amen. Amen. He's my hope. He's everyone's hope. Jeannie, he's your hope.
That's right.
Amen. He's our hope. And we're thankful and grateful. And at Christmas time, there's something that just keeps ringing in our hearts. A baby was born for our salvation. Amen. The Passion Translation puts it, Lord, if you measured and marked us with our sins, who would ever have their prayers answered? But your forgiving love is what makes you so wonderful. He is wonderful. I love him. His forgiveness makes him so wonderful and so approachable. We come boldly before the throne of grace because of what he's done for us. No wonder you are loved and worshipped. That is why I wait upon you, expecting your breakthrough, for your word brings hope. His word that he had recorded for us as we're downcast, as we're in fear and trembling, we can go to his word, and his word can break through that into our spirits to give us hope that he does alone reign, and he sets us free. Do you hear me? That's the gift of Christmas. A baby came to set us free. Free from condemnation, free from guilt, free from shame. No Christian should ever walk around with shame in their hearts because he, that baby, lived a life that was pleasing to God and died on a cross sinless that you and I might not ever experience shame ever again. Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the Passion Translation again. Folks, sometime I will get off this passion thing, but right now it's speaking loud to my heart. Lord, if you measured and marked us with our sins, who would ever have their prayers answered? But your forgiving love is what makes you so wonderful. Let's rejoice as we go into worship this morning, rejoicing in our love for him and his love for us.